Hello, I'm Summer.
And I'm Rita.
And this is
the Awkward Turtle. All right, and we're here to give you your daily dose of nonsense to brighten your day. So we'll start with an article from goodnewsnetwork.org.
Not sponsored.
Woman buys out an entire shoe store so she can donate 204 pairs to Nebraska flood victims. And it reads, a 25-year-old woman just bought the entire stock of a closing shoe store so that she could donate it all to Nebraska flood victims. Earlier this week, college graduate Addie Tritt bought 204 pairs of new shoes from the Payless Shoe Store in Hayes, Kansas. Since Payless announced that they were going out of business in February, the company has been liquidating its assets in all 2,100 of its stores. Upon hearing about the store's closing, Tritt felt compelled to visit the branch so she could buy some shoes for the flood victims in Nebraska.
How nice.
Isn't that really sweet
of her, isn't it?
Yes.
How many shoes do you think each person would get in Nebraska then?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of people. I know not every place was, like, affected. Like,
because, like, where we are, that's not that bad.
Right. Further up north, but, like, especially down in central and, would you say eastern?
Yeah.
Eastern Nebraska. It's not great. And we send a lot of prayers, all the prayers.
Send them a church.
Just
send them a church.
Have a church. There you go.
One of those mobile homes. Just send them a church. And now,
we're going to address some very important issues, such as pillow crises and
pillow crises. Now, we have a guest. It's Mr. Jackson. Mr. Jackson Stripple.
Hi.
So what do you think about pillow prices?
Well, I can buy pillows without any problem of worrying about the prices, so...
The top thing that shows up when I search pillow prices is a $55, the Casper Pillow Standard White from Target. And apparently there's a code. Target.
Is it a friendly pillow?
It's apparently one supposed to help you sleep.
It looks like it's sponsored by Google, so that's why it's popping up first.
I prefer it if every pillow helped me sleep.
You're not wrong.
You're very true. So what do you think about the pillow crisis? Which I think it means lack of pillows.
Lack of pillows, yes. I don't know. People keep telling me that I need to use less pillows because it makes my neck bend upward when I sleep. But, like,
I
like the pillows. They give you extra comfort.
You have to – it's a trade-off between comfort or, like, whether you want a longer life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, live young while you can. When I get old, maybe I'll worry about that.
I'd honestly rather just have a bunch of pillows so that I can sleep better at night.
I have once counted all of the pillows and blankets I had on one bed, and it was a total of 7 blankets and 18 pillows.
Oh my god!
I was cleaning, so I had to put everything on my bed. I was like, oh, there's all my pillows and blankets.
I think I have more blankets than pillows. I think that's my crisis.
I do like blankets, but I like my pillows a lot because I can, like, make them adjust and, like, set things onto where I need to set.
Oh, yeah.
I have, like, that problem to a degree because I only have one blanket and I always use 2 pillows, and that's just my standard.
Oh.
I usually sleep with blankets and then 2 pillows, but they've also, like, had scientific research that the more weight on you while you're, like, sleeping, like, with blankets, it, like, helps you sleep better because it kind of resembles the womb when you were in it.
That's why they have weighted blankets. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to – it's, like, to determine how heavy your blanket should be, you take about 10% of your body weight and then add a couple of pounds. I can't remember. There's, like, an equation. And then it tells you how much you should actually – how much your blanket should weigh. And it does. Like, my dad has one. It's – too heavy for me, but, like, when you put it on, it's like, you remember that scene from Stitch where he's, like, ripping apart the papers in her room, yeah, and she comes up behind him and throws the lei around his neck? Like, and that's what it feels like.
There's also something to take into account about with like body heat, you know, because whenever I have like more than one blanket, I'm just like, oh, I'm sweating. I cannot.
And then we all stick our one leg out, and that's how it's just comfortable.
Yeah.
You sleep with the one leg, and then it gets frozen. Cold, and that one gets cold, so you switch them out.
Right.
That's my thing. What I always do is I just put on like a million fans, and then my room is freezing cold, and I just put myself in the blanket.
Like, and you're like, toasty.
Right,
you feel
yeah.
like a piece of toast.
Yeah. Never sleep with me in a hotel. I turn it legit down to 64 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to be done. That's
what
pillows are for.
I bring pillows and blankets when I travel. So even if like the hotel room has a lot of them, I still have the extras, so I will still be warm, and I keep the hotel room really cold.
That's how it's meant to be done.
It's how it's meant to be done, yeah.
But it just sort of sucks in the morning when you have to work through all that freezing
When you have to get up and you're like, I don't want to leave the bed.
Right, it's all the more difficult to like have to try to get up out of bed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least it wakes you up when you get out.
That's true.
I guess.
Kind of like
if you get out at all.
You're not wrong.
You just have to have that motivation to start like, oh, I have to get up out of bed.
Yeah. Do you guys like use alarms, or do you try like other tricks? Like you put your phone across the room, or you drink like 14 glasses of water. So when you wake up, you really have to use the bathroom.
I've actually been having a problem with that where my alarm, if I put it right next to my bed, I'll just do it in my sleep. I'll just turn it off in my sleep. Like I'll just have that engraved in my brain just to turn it off as soon as it starts, and I'll just go immediately back to sleep. So what I've been starting to do is the across the room thing where I actually have to get up and pick up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
By then, I'm in the freezing cold. But that hasn't been effective either because I just go right back to bed after I turn off the alarm.
I set a couple of alarms on my phone. I have it right next to me because if I had it like on the bookshelf wall that I have right next to my bed, it would vibrate and make this awful noise that I feel like something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it scares me to the extent where I won't be able to function the rest of the day. Because like... being abruptly woken up with fear is not very healthy for you.
PTSD.
So, yeah, it's just a little bit of PTSD. So I have it right next to me, and I have one set for before I should ever want to get up. So I was like, so I'm like halfway kind of awake, and then I start to get awake when the second alarm comes on.
Again, though, it's sort of a trade-off between like health and like the comfort in the moment. Like being like that alarm is like the motivation to actually get you out of bed, but if you just have it right next to you, then it's just going to be like, I'm just going to go right back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have an alarm clock. I was gifted an alarm clock that I don't normally use. It will kind of like fade. It's it looks like a ring light, and it fades on. But like, it's supposed to, if you use it right, it's supposed to like shine right in your face in the morning. And you know, I don't really mind the lights, like, when they turn them on in the morning, but, like, I don't like being blinded as soon as I wake up.
And, like, I have a problem. I can't really sleep if my room is not really dark.
Yeah.
I have one of those, too. And when you read the directions, that's actually what it says. It's, like, make sure the ring is, like, 1 inch away from your face at all times. And it's, like, I'd rather just the sun come up.
Just wait for the sun.
I'd rather burn my retinas doing something useful.
And, like, by the time I wake up, it's because, like, the little ring alarm has the bird things going. They're going tweet, tweet, tweet as loud as they can. And it's like the light did nothing. And now it's like 5 minutes after I was supposed to wake up because the light didn't do anything.
Right.
Crises.
Crises. I think we turned from pillow crises to light to alarm crises, but that's all right.
Or just sleep in general. But you know what? It's all right. Done. All right. And now
we have Give Eeyore a Hug segment, where you find someone in the room, maybe it's yourself, and you give them a hug because they're feeling down, because they are sad, or because they need a hug.
It's Abby.
It's Abby.
It should be Abby today.
She's on the couch and she's dying.
We have a friend who is very tired, and we hope not sick, but we don't know.
We love you, Abby.
We love you, Abby.
We're giving her a mental hug because we do not want to startle her awake.
Mm. Or maybe get sick.
Well, I'm also here, and I'm sick. So.
Yeah, but you might also get her sick.
I have allergies.
Fun.
I'm not sure if it's actual sickness. It might not be a virus at all. I just have a little bit of the little
congestion.
Congestulation.
Yum.
Not yum. Very not yum.
And now we're going to end with some fluffy poetry. We have a, I think this is a haiku.
Yes. Yes, I believe this is.
All right. Do you want to read?
Yes.
All right.
Fluffy clouds on high, very delightful to my eye, a marshmallow sky. Haiku by, wasn't Linda?
Leona.
Leona J. Atkinson.
Perfect. Wonderful. It's called Marshmallow Sky, in case you were wondering.
I like haikus.
They're calming, I think.
I like it when they don't make that much sense, though.
Yeah.
But it's good when they make sense.
This one's just about clouds. I think that works for our fluffy poetry.
And marshmallows are pretty fluffy and sweet.
Oh, yes. Me gusta marshmallows.
I want to go camping.
Oh, yes. Make some s'mores with those fleshy, fluffy little marshmallows.
Fleshy marshmallows?
Fleshy marshmallows.
Ew, dude. Oh.
Yikes.
That's called...
Cannibalism?
That's called cannibalism.
This is supposed to be a nice...
I know.
Calming, brightening...
It's his fault. Anyway.
My favorite part of camping... is when you get your friends, chop their hand off, and then make a s'more out of their hand flesh.
Cut.
Thank you all for listening. Join us next time for Awkward Turtles.
Bye.